98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the ban on TikTok in the United States can go into effect as scheduled on Sunday. Users like Jacob Savage in Tennessee say,
kind of surprised that they're finally maybe going to do it, but not too upset because I waste probably like 2 hours a day on TikTok, so I'll be able to get a lot more done.
But TikTok might not be going anywhere. A Biden administration official tells ABC the president has no plans to enforce a ban on his last day in office. President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor said they have plans to keep it from going dark. Winds are subsiding in Southern California, but they're only expected to be a short reprieve from the devastating wildfires as winds could pick up again Monday. Fires blamed for 27 deaths. 18 people are still missing. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's officially agreed to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that will take effect Sunday. This is ABC News. Rudy Giuliani's reached a settlement with two Georgia poll workers in a defamation lawsuit. Giuliani was accused of peddling and repeating false claims against the workers in the aftermath of the 2020 election.
The terms were not disclosed, but we know that Giuliani gets to keep everything he owns, including a couple of apartments, a whole bunch of baseball memorabilia. In exchange, he agreed never to defame Ruby Freeman or Shea Moss again and to pay them some undisclosed amount of compensation.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A Texas truck driver pleads guilty for what's considered the deadliest human smuggling event in U.S. history. Homero Zamorano Jr. charged in the deaths of 53 people, migrants who were enduring sweltering temperatures in the back of a tractor trailer he drove. Prosecutors said he and other co-conspirators were aware the air conditioning was malfunctioning. He could receive life in prison when he's sentenced in April. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Our morning show host, Joel Karnick, spoke with Scott Stanger about the upcoming butternut fishery on Saturday.
Everyone participating for our prizes must have a fishing ticket. It's $10. Can get it at Bobber's St. Croix Butternut Feed Mill. If you want to get it that morning, that would be good, but you have to have the ticket purchased by 9 a.m. We have a new prize category this year. All women participants will be entered by their ticket number into a drawing for a $50 gift certificate from Decor to Adore. All catches need to be registered at Bobber's and following our Facebook page. We update that every time a catch comes in. So you can see what the leaderboard is and whether or not you want to make the trip to have it registered. All kids that participate will get prizes. We have trophies for all fish categories for the kids. So we want to make this a family-friendly event, and we want to make sure the kids can show the rest of us how to catch fish. We've got prizes and trophies for them. We have tried to make this event to address everyone's concerns. If you don't want to ice fish, we want to give you other things to do. So all day at Bobber's, we're going to have activities to keep people busy. Raffles, paddle raffles, drawings, food, beverage. There's something to do really about from noon on. And we hope people come out. People always like to see the fish that come in. We will have a leaderboard. Then we have our big raffle at about 6 o'clock after the fireworks.
All right, Bobber's on the Lake. It all starts Saturday morning. Got to get your ticket by 9 o'clock. You can get it ahead of time if you want. Great stuff. And even if you don't like to ice fish and it's too cold for you, go on out to Bobber's, have a bite to eat, support them, grab a raffle ticket, and support the Butternut Schnur Lake Association that way.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dwayne Buzz Mark Linsmeyer, age 64, of Butternut, died on Sunday, January 12th, at his home with his family by his side. He is survived by his three children, Jacob Linsmeyer, Tyler McEwen, and Adrian Eden, by his life partner, Patty, also survived by 7 grandchildren, by 8 siblings, James, Jean, Diane Miller, Kathy Gustafson, Michael, Ronald, Patty Gilhausen, and Donna Week. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, January 25th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday, January 25th from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dwayne Buzz Mark Linsmeyer, age 64, of Butternut. Sandra Lee Fields, age 75, of Butternut, passed away unexpectedly yet peacefully at her home on Monday, January 13th. She is survived by her daughters, Jennifer Akey of McHenry, Illinois, by Kelly Minima of Park Falls, and by Sarah Rose of Weston. Further survived by her grandchildren, by her brother John Childs of Butternut, by her sister Susan Hartler of Butternut, and by her nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Visitation held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Monday, January 20th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral services will follow at 11 a.m. with Deacon Chet Ball officiating. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Sandra Lee Fields, age 75, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even-keeled he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a 2-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uecker to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, we had some area hoops last night. You heard the triple header right here. The Phillips boys, they topped Prentice 42-41, that game at Prentice. And then the second half of that doubleheader found Phillips beating Prentice in girls action 51-37. Both of those games will be archived a little later this morning. In girls hoops last night at the Park Falls campus, Rib Lake topped Shawamigan 70-34. It was the Barron boys winning over Ashland last night 65-62. And Three Lakes defeats the Mellon boys last night 54-45. The Butternut High School boys and girls will be taking on Drummond up in Grandview today with the 5:45 boys game, and the girls to follow after that at about 7:15. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan boys team will be at Rib Lake, and we'll have that game for you tonight. Varsity contest, 7:15. That'll be over on 103.1 and on your Civic Media app. Also tomorrow, the Shawamigan and Phillips wrestling teams both will be in action tomorrow as they travel to the Ladysmith Invite. Shawangunk girls basketball team will be at Shell Lake playing Elmwood Plum City. And they'll be having a 2 o'clock start time for that game, a rare Saturday afternoon game coming up tomorrow. And the Lakeland T-Bird boys hockey team will travel to the Hayward Sports Center. They've got a multiple team tournament going on there. Tomorrow, the boys basketball team of Lakeland will host Mosinee, and the Lakeland girls basketball team will travel to Mosinee. And meanwhile, the Lakeland Nordic ski team will be at the Kavik in Rhinelander for an event tomorrow also. Sports on 98Q brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1333. 1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy with flurries today. We'll get to the low to mid 30s for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west gusting to 30 or 35, so it is going to be windy today. Cold tonight, down to zero tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy, 5 above. We're going to drop to 16 below by Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
You ever have that friend that sends really long emails? You open them up, you feel like you got homework. Can't read this dissertation now. I'm gonna keep that as new. I never even read them half the time. I just hit reply. Sounds good. Don't write back ever. Email is so easy though. It's everyone I have to write an email to a really smart person. I get all tense. I'm like, great. Now to be sure this is a complete sentence, guess I'll capitalize a letter or two. That's a symptom of being lazy when you can't quite reach the shift key. I get the idea.
Hello there, everybody.
It's Friday, then this Saturday, Sunday.
Let's get this party started.
I am happy. La 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 la.
Are you ready for some football?
Turn it up.
Just a bit outside.
We're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh,
I'm
going to
feel the
pride.
Come on.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell right. Everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle to burn and a fire to light. You ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you're going to raise hell, then you better damn raise hell right. Hell right. Hell right.
If the ban goes into effect, Americans can still see TikToks, but the app will stop working due to a lack of updates. It's pretty much what happened to President Biden.
I feel so funky.
The Village People are set to perform on Sunday at the Turning Point Inaugural Eve Ball. It will be the first time Trump has ever paid a construction worker on time.
We gotta put this day to rest.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now?
and I'm on my way. You still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Before everything became
Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98 Q Country.
Keith Urban, 98 Q Country.
Joel here, the morning show. How you doing? It's a Friday, and we are going to enjoy every second of the warmth today, although the wind will be blowing a little bit. Close to 36 for the high temp today. Should be a good day to be moving around, out and about. Things will begin to cool off midday tomorrow. Well, actually, I mean, high temperatures tomorrow are only going to be probably about 10 degrees or so. And then that may even be a stretch. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, below zero high temperatures. And we'll see from Saturday, from later Saturday when it drops below zero, to Sunday, to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday morning, we're going to have probably well over 72 hours of temperatures below zero. We will not see the temperature rise, the daytime highs, 8 or 10 below for Sunday, Monday. Balmy on Tuesday with a high of negative 3. So we're bracing ourselves for that and doing whatever you got to do. Make provisions for the pets, the cat, whatever it may be. Yeah, keep them inside. Keep them comfortable during that stretch. Of course, yesterday was a tough day for Wisconsin sports fans as legend Bob Uecker passing away yesterday at the age of 90. Thought we'd play a little montage of some Uecker stuff here and some of the things that some of the folks yesterday, Christian Yelich and others, had to say. So let's listen in and savor the memory of Mr. Baseball.
I signed a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves in Milwaukee, which I'm sure a lot of you know. And my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out. But the Braves took it.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here, Garrett Mitchell! He just hit a walk-off out of air! And the Brewers have swept the New York Mets! Oh, my.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kurt. There were days he would go have radiation treatment, then come to the ballpark and broadcast a game. It's unbelievable.
Mark Antanasio there.
Did not have a lot of ability as a kid. My dad wanted me to have everything that everybody else had. I think the first thing that he ever bought me was a football. And I was very young, and he didn't know a lot about it. He came from the old country. And, I mean, we tried to pass it and throw it and kick it, and we couldn't do it, and it was very discouraging for him and for me. And we almost quit. And finally, we had a nice enough neighbor came over and put some air in it. And what a difference.
You know, he was the voice of Brewers baseball, and for a lot of people, he was just the voice of baseball, period. And the fact that he chose to continue to be that voice in Wisconsin and for the Brewers specifically speaks to how much he cared about the people who loved him.
It's the Brewers, Ryan Braun.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you. Yeah, I mean, it speaks volumes to how much, you know, the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin meant to him. He could have gone anywhere. He could have done anything. I think I remember at one time hearing that he'd been on Johnny Carson more than any other human in history. Wildly successful acting career. He could have literally done anything, gone anywhere, and he chose to stay. That was always something that was inspiring to me. I think to all of us that spend any amount of time there, you quickly come to find out how much he meant, not just to the organization, but to the entire city, to the state of Wisconsin. He was the voice of Brewers baseball, and for a lot of people, he was just the voice of baseball, period. And the fact that he chose to continue to be that voice in Wisconsin and for the Brewers specifically speaks to how much he cared about the people who loved him.
That once again was former Brewer player Ryan Braun. Brandon Woodruff.
you never felt like if there was anything you said in the clubhouse, it was ever going to get out. And, you know, just kind of a safe haven for everybody. And, and also too, like when the games are on during the game, sometimes the guys will go back in the clubhouse and watch the game and listen to, they'll have Bob on the TV. And there was never, and this is what strikes me now, there's never an instance where, speaking of having the players back, he will never, ever, ever say a bad word about a player. And I think that was probably, it's hard to do that. It's hard not to say something negative at some point, but at no point would you ever hear him say anything bad about especially a Brewers player or any other player. I mean, heck, I think I remember when Adam Wainwright was going through his tour there, he wanted to get in the booth with him. And I remember listening to that and how Bob would talk to him when he was doing that as an opposing player of the Cardinals, you know, big rival. And I think that speaks volumes, but I always thought that was pretty cool. He would always have the players back and he would never have a bad thing to say.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what. And he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And he always would have your back over anything. And so I think you knew when, like, you're talking to him, like, you're just talking and you don't have to worry about something getting out that's not supposed to, or, you know, he would never do anything like that. And it was the same for him though too, you know, because he could talk to us about anything and we obviously wouldn't share it if it wasn't supposed to be shared.
Christian Yelich comments on Bob Uecker, and you can tell by the players' comments there how much he was a part of just the daily process at Milwaukee County Stadium, and now, of course, AmFam Field, that he was just kind of there all the time, was part of the team and always around, and he was just a larger-than-life personality, of course, and we will miss him. I guess very selfishly, we'll say that we will miss hearing him on our Brewer broadcast that we have had on for, I don't know how long, the Brewers have been on for at least 40, maybe 50 years here on Park Falls radio station. And he's been a part of that broadcast all the way through. And going to miss his stories. He's one of the rare personalities in radio. When you're listening to the game, you were just kind of hoping for a blowout just so you could hear Uecker start to tell stories. That was the good stuff. I remember times when I would see a Brewer score on my phone, and it'd be like 9-0 in the third inning, and I'd be like, I'm going to listen to the Brewer game because I know that Uke's going to start telling stories. He was so talented at that, at the storytelling part of it. And I grew up as a Twins fan, so the younger part of my life didn't involve listening to Uecker as much because I listened to Twins legend Herb Carneal, who passed away a few years ago. But since moving here, of course, back in 2000, almost 25 years ago, very, very much just grew to love listening to Bob Uecker on the radio, as all of you did too. And it was just sad to hear of his passing. But the nice thing is, hey, 90, that's a pretty good run. That's 90. He had a good life. So we need to celebrate the life of Mr. Bob Uecker. And I'm sure there'll be many commemorations and celebrations of his life at AmFam Field this summer for Brewer baseball. We have the big fishery going on tomorrow. Yeah, are you headed out there? Even if you don't like to ice fish, go to Bobbers on the Lake and get a raffle ticket and such, and support the health and the beauty of the Butternut Schnur Lake Association as they take some of the money they raised from this and they put it right back into it and make it all work. So that's tomorrow. Bobbers on the Lake is where it'll start. Again, even if you don't fish, go on out there, maybe grab a bite to eat, have a beverage, and get a raffle ticket or two tomorrow. At 7:35, let's get you updated. What's going on? Twice an hour, we get you news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the ban on TikTok in the United States can go into effect as scheduled on Sunday. Users like Jacob Savage in Tennessee say,
kind of surprised that they're finally maybe going to do it, but not too upset because I waste probably like 2 hours a day on TikTok, so I'll be able to get a lot more done.
But TikTok might not be going anywhere. A Biden administration official tells ABC the president has no plans to enforce a ban on his last day in office. President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor said they have plans to keep it from going dark. Winds are subsiding in Southern California, but they're only expected to be a short reprieve from the devastating wildfires as winds could pick up again Monday. Fires blamed for 27 deaths. 18 people are still missing. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's officially agreed to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that will take effect Sunday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Today, January 17th through the 26th, the Phillips Winterfest continues on with its Winterfest Windfall Shop Local event, where you can shop at local businesses to register to win one of 12 gift baskets. And don't forget, also through to the 26th, the Price County Tavern League Tour is continuing with $1,100 in cash prizes. These are just a few of the many events happening at the Phillips Winterfest, so stick around right here with us at 98Q Country to hear us tell you all about them in the future. Legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy is coming to Eau Claire in March. Tickets are going on sale today, and Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Jeff Foxworthy is best known for his bit, You Might Be a Redneck. He is widely recognized as a pioneer in stand-up comedy, known for his sharp observations on family life and human nature. With a career spanning decades, he has become the largest-selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee, and the author of more than 26 New York Times bestsellers. His ability to connect with audiences through relatable humor has earned him comparisons to literary greats like Mark Twain. Foxworthy is also known for hosting and starring in popular television programs such as You Are Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. His show is at the Sonatag in Eau Claire on March 22nd. Tickets start at $35.
For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even-keel he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uke to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what. And he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, the Phillips boys edged Prentice last night 42-41 at the Prentice gym. Jeff Hakenin had the call on that, and we'll archive that game for you later this morning at 98qcountry.com. Other boys action, Barron topped Ashland last night 65-62. It was Three Lakes. They win over Mellon 54-45. On the girls' side, the second half of that doubleheader in Prentice had the Phillips girls edging Prentice 51-37. The Rib Lake girls came to Park Falls, beat Shawamigan last night 70-34. The Butternut boys and girls teams will travel to Grandview to take on Drummond in boys and girls basketball action today. The Shawamigan boys will be traveling down to Rib Lake. We'll have that game. Steve Jetlin bring you the call on Trail Mix 103.1. You can listen on your phone on the Civic Media app at 7:15 tonight. Good luck to the Shawamigan and Phillips wrestling teams. They'll be wrestling at a Ladysmith invite, and that will be held tomorrow.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
It's Friday, and in Wisconsin, you know what that means. Yeah, it's Fish Fry Friday, and one of the best value fish fries is at Phillips Cafe. The two-piece beer-battered or baked fish fry for only $9.99. If you're hungrier, get the three-piece for $10.99, serving until 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe, the best place in the Northwoods to get more food for your dollar. Phillips Cafe, located in the heart of Phillips, Wisconsin, and you can see them on Facebook, too.
Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with flurries today. We'll get to the low to mid 30s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west gusting to 30 or 35, so it is going to be windy today. Cold tonight, down to zero tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, five above. We're going to drop to 16 below by Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
98Q Country.
Been going round and round all day, baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down, roll into town. Shine the old truck up, swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio, put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Nothing looks better than that sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I want to take a little ride with you. I hope you're wearing those frayed out cutoffs. Makes me want to get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row, watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you.
something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Got a baby girl sleeping in my bedroom and her mama laughing in my arms. There's the sound of rain on the rooftop and the game's about to start. I don't really know how I got here, but I'm so glad that I did. And it's crazy to think that one little thing could have changed all of this. Maybe it didn't turn out like I planned. Maybe that's why I'm such a lucky man. For every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for all I missed, 'cause it led me here to this. Like the girl that I loved in high school, who said she could do better, or the college I wanted to go to till I got that letter. All the fights and the tears and the heartache I thought I'd never get through, and the moment I almost gave up all led me here to you. I didn't understand it way back when, but sitting here right now it all makes perfect sense. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for all I missed, 'cause it led me into this. Mama passed away, but now I got an angel looking out for me today. So nothing's a mistake. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, everything I knew but I didn't know.
That's a really good song. Darius Rucker is very true. It's like the old Gary Allen song that he wrote called Right Where I Need to Be. You just got to realize you are where you need to be, and you got to make the best of it, right? Right. And put some clothes on for guys. I mean, yes, always. But layer up, because it's going to get cold. It's going to get cold up today. Not right now. I know you're going to run outside. You're going to say, Joel, come on. It's 36 degrees today. Come on. Well, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is going to be one of those rare snaps of cold. And what the biggest problem is when you get a cold snap like that is if something happens like with your car, you know, it's going to be cold for a while. There's, unless you got a warm garage or someplace to take it inside to, but those places are very busy. So take your precautions, full tank of gas. If you're traveling, for God's sakes, always have extra clothes in there, especially Sunday, Monday. Saturday, I would put Saturday in there too. Saturday is going to be above zero, 5 or 10 above. But then once Saturday night hits, there's going to be a little dash in front of the number on the temperature gauge, and it's not going to go away. You can tap on it all you want, and you can hold your finger on there to try to warm it up, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. Monday is Inauguration Day. Monday is also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So it's a technically, holiday for federal workers and such like that. But Monday is the inauguration. And all the big hitters from all around the world, including the head of TikTok, will be there, apparently. good timing on that, as TikTok is scheduled to be shut down in our country. So they're still working on that. Donald Trump has kind of indicated that they don't think they're going to shut it down. They're trying to get it sold to an American company. I don't know what if that even matters. Carrie Underwood's going to be singing at the inauguration. She's going to be singing there, and a lot of the big hitters will be there. About the only, you got all the former presidents will be there. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, George W., and Bill Clinton, First Ladies, Laura Bush, and Hillary Clinton will attend. Michelle Obama will not be there. And dignitaries from all around the world also. So that will be on... that'll be on Monday, when Trump will officially take office, or as the Democrats say, the end of the world. just saying. If you want all the information tomorrow on tomorrow's Big Fishery, Austin did a real nice story on the news. But you can go to 98qcountry.com, go under podcast. We have a nice interview there with Scott Stanger we did yesterday, talking about the Big Fishery tomorrow and all the information that you need for that big event. Should be a good day out on the out on Schnur Lake. Aaron Bobber's on the lake. All the news to come. Mike Clemens will join us. I'm thinking Mike Clemens might have a couple of Bob Uecker stories. The amount of time he's been covering Wisconsin sports. So that's all I want to. He gave me a list of like three or four things to talk about. I just want to talk about Uke. So Mike Clemens, our 98Q sports reporter who travels all over the country following your Wisconsin sports, he'll join us live this morning at about 8:15.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, and even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday, Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. On Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Arlena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it in going Wheelway Autos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
98Q Country.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I want it, need it, love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss you, mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need. Said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it.
And feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
We made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
I'm glad we did and listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.